A large deposit of copper, zinc, gold, and other metals stretches from the Wisconsin-Upper Michigan border into north-central Wisconsin to the Ladysmith area. Bureau of Land Management geologist Jeff Nolder says there has been exploration and mining there in the past, but now he's seeing a resurgence in applications to explore that belt.
Yes, depending on metals prices, yes. We have a lot of exploration activity going on right now because metals prices are through the roof.
Three companies have asked to prospect in the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest, but much of that information is considered proprietary, so it can't be released yet. But one company, Akiya Resources, is applying to explore northern Taylor County near Medford for copper and zinc. Akiya CEO Tom Quigley says a combination of politics and metal prices make the exploration climate more favorable in Wisconsin.
That and just the fact that, it's more of a Republican government now and probably will focus a bit more on, economics.
Even so, the Bureau of Land Management's Nolder says permitting regulations are strict both on the state and federal level. But he says mining is as commercially viable now as it has been in many years.
It's a very interesting time to be working for the federal government in resource management, that's for sure.
Nolder says while things are busy on federal land in Wisconsin, he says northern Minnesota's Superior National Forest has 44 exploration applications pending. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.